medium, whether real or whether fraudulent, will say that. Now, it may very well be based on the on the old tradition of the guardian angel, and I rather suspect that that's where it comes from. It's an interesting concept, and you hear it continually.
Mm-hmm.
I had an experience in my own family. I can't say that it was related to a spirit guide, but the idea is sort of suggestive. My father, when he was a young man, was studying in England and was very, very, very ill. In fact, he was about to die, and that he was very weak, but yet he was a young man and thought he could do anything and thought he'd show the doctors and would get up and walk. And I think that probably would have killed him if he had. And as he got that thought and started to sit up in bed, something as if it were a strong man, I mean, that's what he thought at least, it was so strong, it felt like hands took his chest and just lunged him backwards, forced him backwards into bed. And that shocked him so much that he stayed in bed and didn't try that anymore. And, of course, his feeling was that somehow or another, whether it were prayer on the part of his loved ones back home or a spirit guide or an angel, there was something there that was in tune with his thoughts enough to help him.
I think it's interesting that the out-of-body travelers, for instance, almost consistently report back entities, which you can call them spirit guides if you want to, that seem to be present around them. In a consistent nature, and they're reporting, that's the teaching they're getting from the other side, that happens. And that's just pretty common,
yes,
among those that
common.
Do take the out-of-body trips, of which I haven't been able to take one yet.
One
other thing about out-of-body experiences is and seeing apparitions is animals responding to an apparition when a human also sees them. I don't know whether you've touched on this, but it sounds kind of silly, but my mother once saw my brother appear at her bed, but she was awakened by the wagging of my dog's tail hitting the bed, and the dog seemed to respond to the apparition the same way and seemed to see it for the same length of time that my mother was seeing it, which is kind of interesting. I don't know whether you've touched on that, but it kind of gives it a little more validity.
Getting some nods here, Brian, as if, yeah?
They do?
Raymond?
Well, animal apparitions are very commonly reported, and in fact, the evidence for them is very good. It's just as good as it is for human apparitions, except that it occurs in less number.
Well, this was an animal seeing an apparition.
Well, I was about to add also animals seeing apparitions. In other words, you have an additional witness, and cases of that are comparatively common. I'm talking about good cases. It does occur. And now, as far as animal apparitions themselves, I was involved in a case of that myself, which I'm not going to describe, so I could hardly quarrel with it. In fact, I have to endorse it.
Hmm. Well, it's a fascinating show.
Well, I tell you, we'll get more into spirit guides next week because we'll have one here.
Oh, great.
Dr. Peoples will be here, and he will answer any questions you might have about that.
He's a trans medium?
The trans medium.
Great.
Thomas Jacobson.
Well,
all right.
I'll see you all on the other side.
Okay.
Bye.
I hope not.
Not for a while.
Sooner or later.
Unless we go out of body.
Hey, right.
And I want to come back.
Right.
All right, Brian. Thank you very much. We have Joe on the line. Hello, Joe.
Yes, hello.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that my wife was out shopping this evening, and she was listening to you, and so anyhow, when she got home, she told me I had to come and listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did for
bless
a while.
For us.
I listened to you for a while, and then I watched the news, and I came back.
Okay.
But the thing that I wanted to find out, and that is that...
Can't win them all, Joe.
Isn't that the truth? The thing that I really wanted to find out, and I had a rather unusual experience, and I don't mean to sound too much like a kook, but
you're on the right show.
I have, when something bad is going to happen, I will have a feeling. You know, I can't really describe the feeling other than a little black cloud hangs over your head. Usually I have to go through with whatever it is that I'm doing to find out what the black cloud is.
So a depressed feeling?
Well, not really a depressed feeling. It's just that something, you're waiting for the other shoe to fall.
That can be depressing when you don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's right.
Or what form that shoe is going to take.
That's right. And I don't know what it is, but if something says don't do something, I have to do it to find out what it is. And when something like that happens, something bad happens to me.
Sounds like a form of precognition, wouldn't you say, Liz? Just this ominous feeling that something is going to happen.
That's right. It sounds like it. And it's just frustrating because you're not getting a total picture of what it is the way some people do.
tune in on it a little bit better, and it might get into focus.
Well, the thing was is that I had this feeling for about, I'm going to say, for about 3 weeks.
And you have it right now?
No. This was some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke to my wife about it. And I kept thinking that the earthquake was coming.
The big one. Okay.
And what it actually was, which was quite an earthquake to me, is my father passed away.
Well, that can be an earthquake in its own right.
Yeah. And after my father passed away, this other shoe, so to speak, fell. But the unusual thing was is that when he passed away, he passed away like on June 30th. And before he was buried, the day before he was buried, during this period, I was unable to sleep. At night, I was just awake. It seemed like I was awake all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the point where I just felt so exhausted and so run down that I just had to go to sleep. You know, something kept telling me to stay awake, and I had to go to sleep. And in the final stage of this thing, it was like a big black sea, very dark sea. On the other side of it was not a light, but it was illumination, like early in the morning, at dawn.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere between me and that illumination was my father, having to get from here to there. Now, he didn't have the strength or the energy, to get from one point to the other, and I had to give him the strength to get to that point.
How did you do that?
By being conscious. By being awake. It was just my awareness. Now, I've never heard of anybody having an experience like this. And is there somebody that I should talk to learn more about it?
I'm not sure that there's anyone who could really tell you too much more. You know, it's interesting. It reminds me of the tradition in a lot of churches, and also from some of the communications of some of the well-known mediums, that there is a tradition that the dying need prayers and do need support to go ahead and locate where it is that their consciousness is supposed to go, and that sometimes they're not that aware of where they are or what they're to do. So in a way, your experience does have some history and precedent to it, and I have a feeling that's about all any quote expert could tell you.
There is a moment that is sort of traumatized for your consciousness, even though it lives on. When you make that change from physical life into the non-physical realm, sometimes it seems that the reality isn't much different, but you're having a hard time making that change yourself.
Yeah, well, the only thing that I could liken it to, and because I was born and raised as a Roman Catholic, was and afterwards, you know, I couldn't put any logical sequence because I since then have gone my own way. And it seemed that the closest thing that I could put to it was the time, like in catechism, when they talked about Christ in the garden, and having Peter sit and watch for him or wait for him, almost as if he needed some strength that was emanating from Peter, you know, during that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And but this was after the fact, when I'm sitting here trying to put things together and trying to make sense out of everything. Because when something like this happens to you, you know, you start you really kind of doubt your sanity.
Well, it sounds like that you've kind of got a grip on what was going on there, and you were successful in that effort.
I guess. Well, I've had a few other things, but I'll save those for another time. I'm not kooky enough, I think.
No, you don't, Joe. And thank you very much for sharing that with us.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, and we just ran out of time. I'm sorry about that.
Good night.
Dr. Liz McAdam, thank you very much for being out here with us.
Great to be with you,
Raymond,
Bill.
It's always good to see you.
It's a pleasure.
And Mike, good to have. Well, he's off the line now. I don't know where he went. Out of body, I suppose.
Probably.
All right. Thomas Jacobson will be here next week. Dr. Peoples will be along to amaze you a little bit. We'll take a look at mediumship and all of what that's about. See you next week.